play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good. With a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Back here at Manual High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight for Silver Streak girls basketball, ready to get things underway. Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, black and silver trim. Notre Dame in their road Kelly green with navy blue numbers, white and navy trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, it'll be Deja Range at 5'10 and, or excuse me, 5'7 and for Notre Dame. At 5'11, it'll be Lexi Snyder. Ready to get things underway. The Streaks 16-14, the Irish 14-12. Loser goes home. It'll be the end of their season here tonight. Ready to get things underway. Ball's up, and the tap won by Deja Range, but coming away with it for Notre Dame is Sam Valianados. Underneath it goes. Shot is up and missed by Mackenzie Schuler. Deja Range comes away with a rebound for the Streaks.
Well, good defensive help right there. The Streaks got caught a little bit slow on the ball. Reversal, but a nice recovery, and they were able to get that ball out of there.
Nice ball movement by the Streaks. They reversed it, got it to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. She found Chloe McCarthy, posted up down on the right block, and she got fouled on the shot, and the foul goes against Bridget Taylor, first foul in the basketball game, and that is going to send Chloe McCarthy to the free throw line for the Streaks with two shots. Here at a pretty empty Manual gym as Chloe gets the Streaks on the board first. 1-0 Galesburg, 7:41 to play here in the first quarter. Got to be careful. Every time I put my arms down to write, this table, everything's going to fall off of it. Second shot up and good. Rattles home for Chloe McCarthy.
Well, the important thing from that free throw that we just saw is these rims are real tight, at least at that end of the floor. So Streaks got to be cognizant of that because that means the rebounds will come out a little bit further than they would on soft rims.
Notre Dame with the basketball out high on the right side. Valianados, Sam Valianados, right wing. It goes to Mackenzie Shuley. She goes to the free throw line, steps back, looks for some help as Kelsey Legg closes out on her. Good defense by Kelsey. No five call there.
Close.
They finally get it away to Sam Valianados. Left wing, it goes to Walter. Now Snyder kicks it over to the right wing to Shuler. Out high left side, it goes to Taylor. Taylor on the dribble, dribbles right. Good defense by the Streak so far on this stand. Driving right baseline is Sam Valianados, and Andrea Sampson tried to cut her off going baseline, didn't quite get there quick enough, and gets called for the foul, first team foul on the Streaks.
Well, the problem there was Andrea came out and tried to close out flat-footed, so when Valianados saw that, she went baseline, and the only thing that Andrea could do was lean into her.
Inbound pass knocked away by Kelsey Legg, and this time Notre Dame will trigger from in front of the Streaks bench on the near sideline. So we're at a table right behind the scorer's table. I'm pretty much right at midcourt, Eric, just to my right here. And this is pretty much the same table, I think, the very first time I came down here did a boys game back in like 1991 or 92. I'm pretty sure it's the same table. And it wasn't very sturdy then. Just on a couple of poles here. Notre Dame with the basketball. This is Walter with it. Drives right, lost a handle. Kicks out right wing. A three-pointer up and no good by Valiantado. Sandeja Range with another rebound for the Streaks. And clears to Riley Jenkins. Riley, top of the key, right wing. Andrea Sampson. Back to Riley, top of the key. High post, it goes to Chloe McCarthy, who had the open lane down the left side and kicked it back out to Kelsey Legg, who missed a shot. But there's Andrea Sampson to clean it up and put away. Yeah, Chloe started going down the left side of the lane and then looked back out and made the pass. And she had a wide open lane to the basket. She didn't see it, though. She looked away too quick.
Right. She had that swipe through and go in on the left side of the basket. And for some reason, just I think she had already made up her mind that once she broke the defense, she was going to kick it back out. But she could have just turned that corner and gone all the way in.
Good job by Andrea Sampson on the offensive glass and the putback. 4-0 Streaks, 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Left wing, this is Walter. Out high, and the loss of handle on it. Actually an errant pass, and Bridget Taylor's able to run it down. She's got it top of the key. Out high right side to Valiantado's. Down on the right baseline, it goes to Walter. Anna Walter back to Valiantado's. Now out between the circles, it's Taylor. She dribbles left, looks for help, goes to the left wing to Shuler. Shuler brings it back out to the top of the key. Good defense from Riley Jenkins.
Interesting defensive set here for the Streaks. They're playing man-to-man.
Ooh, nice pass that time. As Snyder drove down the left side, drew the defender, dumped it off to Shuler, Anna Walter, who laid it up and in.
What I was going to say was they're playing man-to-man, but they're not coming outside the three-point arc to guard at all. We usually see the Streaks play pretty aggressive half-court defense in the man-to-man.
Right baseline, Andrea Sampson for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Walter. And again, that's the tight rims. You almost have to be perfect on that because that one went down in and popped out. 4-2 Streaks, just under 5 minutes to play, first quarter here in the regional semifinal. The other semifinal was last night, and as expected, Richwood's a big win over Limestone. The winner tonight will play Richwood's tomorrow night. Valiantado's top of the key, stops, fires the three, got it.
Wow.
Sam Valiantado's with her first basket, and Notre Dame with their first lead, 5-4. They come out with three-quarter court pressure, and the Streaks break it easily. Andrea Sampson to Chloe McCarthy on the volleyball spike line, out high left side to Kelsey Legg. She'll hand off to Riley Jenkins. She'll set up against the Notre Dame, I guess it's more of a 2-3 zone. Right baseline, it goes to Andrea Sampson. Swing it to Chloe McCarthy out high left side. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good.
No,
back in. In and out, back in. Chloe McCarthy with five of the streak seven, and they lead 7-5, 4-10 to play here in the first quarter.
That's where the tight rim actually helped.
Yeah.
It popped it straight up instead of out, and then once it went up, it fell back in.
Valiantado's another three from the left wing, puts that one up and in. My goodness.
I think they're going to have to guard her a little further out. They're trying to go under screens and stay below her, and she's willing to take that shot.
Now hold is going to be called against Valiantado's, and she reached in on Andrea. Wow. Andrea kind of leaned in with her shoulder, so she's got kind of lucky there.
She got away with one initially because she came in and brought the arm down on Andrea's face, and then no call, and then she went back in and reached again.
In for the Streaks, Lexi Tucker giving Deja Range a break here with just under 4 minutes to play. First quarter, Streaks trail 8-7. Riley Jenkins will set the offense to Kelsey Legg on high left side. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Back door to Kelsey Legg, wide open, lays it up left side off the glass and in. Nice call out of the dead ball, 9-8 Streaks, 3:35 to play here in quarter number one. Kind of what we expected so far. Left wing, Valiantado's. They're out on her this time. Nope. Now she does step back and fires a three short on that one. Nice block out by Lexi Tucker for the rebound. Clears to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run. Gets to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Swing it right wing to Andrea Sampson. She'll penetrate. Gets in. The runner in the paint. Up and good. Andrea Sampson with her second basket. And make it 11-8 Streaks. 3:10 to play. Good break by the Streaks. Nice ball movement again. Out high left side. Three-pointer up and good. This time by Bridget Taylor. So,
and again, the Streaks not getting out on shooters. From what I can tell from the defense, Tom, they're purposely staying inside the three-point arc, but you've got to recognize who's willing to shoot and be able to jump out at them if you're going to do that.
Tied at 11, 2:48 to play first quarter. Andrea Sampson between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Kelsey Legg. swing it back door to Lexi Tucker down on the right side. Lost a handle on it. And I don't know if anybody got a hand before Lexi got there, but it was, you know, that was a pretty tough pass. It would have had to, I think, been more of an arc over the top
Maybe. That passing lane was there, but you're right. It's a tough catch. You've got to see it. And, you know, I don't think Lexi saw it. She was setting that backside screen, so she had a natural seal. It was a good pass to lead her to it, but she wasn't expecting the pass. So when she opened up for it, she didn't pick it up right away.
Deja Range back in for the Streaks. Also, Chelsea Stevenson, Lauren Livingston check in for the first time. Streaks go man-to-man as well.
Well, they've been man-to-man, but now they're pulling it out outside the three-pointer.
A little more pressure out high.
Yeah, which they hadn't been doing.
Left wing, this is Gabby Favorita, who's in for the first time. And this is Valianados, or excuse me, this is Rochelle Valianados on the right wing. Now Sam Valianados, left wing, goes to Favorita, drives in, puts it up off the glass and in. Gabby Favorita, 13-11 is the lead for Notre Dame. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Kelsey Leg on high left side, swing it to Chelsea Stevenson on the right baseline, fires 18-footer, missed it. And the rebound comes down to Favorita for Notre Dame. Favorita on the dribble. Down the right side, cut off by Kelsey Leg. Nice job defensively by Kelsey. Kelsey knocked it away. Now Favorita picks it back up, gets to Rochelle Valianados. Now it's Sam Valianados. Left wing, it goes to Walter. Walter gets a pick. Nice job defensively.
Nobody
by,
picked her up.
Yep, got, but on the roll, it was a nice job by Lauren Livingston picking Valianados back up, or excuse me, Walter, but on the roll, Lexi Snyder got free and put it up and in. 15-11 Notre Dame now.
Yeah, right there, Deja got a little flat-footed. Now Streaks tried to do that over-the-top pass again, and this time sitting on it was Walter, and she got the easy steal.
Out high right side, Favorita, as Andrea Sampson's quickly going to get back up. High post, it goes to Snyder, drives down the left side, up off the glass, got it, and they're going to call the foul. I believe it's either Deja or Lauren. We'll see which way it goes as Snyder puts it up and in. Basket is good, and it goes against Deja Range. That's her first foul, second team foul on the streak. So Lexi Snyder at the free throw line, 17-11 is the Notre Dame lead. Floyd McCarthy, Andrea Sampson back in. Kaylee Miller in for the first time tonight. In for Notre Dame for the first time is Fiona Tomlins, a 6'1 junior. Also back in is Bridget Taylor.
Well, the streak started the game in that compacted man-to-man where they were seen inside the arc, and Notre Dame shot them out of it. Now that they're a little bit wider, Notre Dame's now driving the basketball and getting the ball inside.
Free throw up and good by Snyder. 18-11 Notre Dame with 53 seconds to play in the first quarter. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, penetrates, pulled up with a 14-footer, foul, no call, but gets the ball back. Gets to Riley Jenkins. She'll fire the three, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Tomlins for Notre Dame. 40 seconds to play, and Lane Langhoff says work for one shot here. That high right side, Favorita for the Irish. Dribbles right. And, bounce pass nearly stolen by Kaylee Miller, but Taylor able to come away with it.
I don't think Kaylee was aware that bounce pass was coming because at the last second she tried to swipe at it.
Three-pointer by Favorita, up and good from the right wing. Not necessarily what Coach Lane Langhoff wanted, but it was effective. And now it's a 10-point lead for Notre Dame with 10 seconds to play here in the quarter. 21-11. That was a quick turnaround.
13-0 run right now for Notre Dame.
Kaylee Miller, left wing, 3 seconds to play. Andrea Sampson, they don't know how much time now. Riley Jenkins fires a long three at the buzzer, nearly banked it in. We have played one quarter of basketball. Well, it was a good early quarter for the Streaks, but it was all Notre Dame late in the quarter. It's Notre Dame 21, Galesburg 11. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everyone knows if there was a blue ribbon for fries, McDonald's would win it. I mean, if you've ever tried to transport those fries in your car, you know the seductive power is beyond compare. But bacon just entered the picture, and you may want to sit down for this. Introducing McDonald's Cheesy Bacon Fries. Premium potatoes, golden and crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and covered with real cheddar cheese sauce and applewood smoked bacon bits. It's everything you love about McDonald's French fries made better with bacon. Cheesy Bacon Fries for limited time only at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Ugh. Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Tune in for Fighting Line High Basketball as Illinois takes on Ohio State. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 6.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Streaks for the basketball to start the second quarter, trailing 21-11. Now an official timeout, something on the floor over in front of the Notre Dame bench. So they'll get that cleared up, and the Streaks will trigger once again something from their break at the quarter.
Well, Tom, in that first quarter, Notre Dame was 8 of 11 from the field, including 4 of 6 from distance. So they came out red hot.
And I think they missed their first two and then didn't miss another one, if I'm thinking right.
Well, no, Bellinato's missed her first three, hit two, and then missed another one.
Okay, that's what it was. All right, so Streaks with a basketball. Riley Jenkins, backdoor pass to Andrea Sampson, up and in from the left wing to down to the right block. Andrea lays it up and in. She's got six, and they get 21-13.
Hopefully that spurs a run here for the Streaks.
They'll come out into pressure. Left wing, this is Shuler with it. Out high goes to Rochelle Valianados.
Streaks have to set the tone defensively here because that's where the issue is. This should be a travel. She fell to the floor with the ball in her hands.
Yep, and they're going to call it a jump ball. It's going to go back to Notre Dame as the Streaks have to start the quarter. Good defense as it was Liz Tenley, 5'7 sophomore, that drove in. And Andrea Sampson tied her up. Right baseline, it'll be Bridget Taylor to inbound. Streak starters back on the floor. Taylor looking. And
five.
Yep, they find the well, and that's going to go to the Streaks anyways. They turned it over on the inbound pass, trying to get it to Tenley. And yeah, good defense, cutting off all the passing lanes, and she just had to get rid of it to avoid the five call. And I think if had the girl not tipped it before it went out of bounds, it would have had to been a five call. But either way, the Streaks get it back. Kelsey Legg, right wing to Andrea Sampson. Out high, Kelsey Legg fires a long three out high right side, short. Offensive rebound, Deja Range puts it up, can't hit, but she's fouled from behind by, Tenley. Liz Tenley with her first foul, and that's going to put Deja Range at the free throw line with two shots.
Need free throws.
Nice job by Deja getting the inside position. 21-13, Notre Dame leads, 7:09 to play here in the first half. And Deja short on the first one. Back in is Lexi Snyder, the 5'11 senior, and she replaces Liz Tenley. So Deja at the foul line. Second shot is up, and that one was good. So Deja hits one of two. The Streaks three of four from the line. Also back in is Anna Walter, and she'll replace Bridget Taylor.
Streaks going to go to a press now. We've got to recognize somebody's deep.
Yeah, I got somebody wide open deep. Fortunately, through the trap, they didn't see it. And Notre Dame having some trouble with it. Finally get it to Walter. She's going to get it across, and now Notre Dame has numbers. Underneath it goes to Snyder. Pulls up the five-footer. Missed it, though, and the rebound to Deja got knocked away, and Chloe McCarthy comes away with a loose ball and clears to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt right side, gives out high left side to Kelsey Legg. Swing it back to Riley on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Good! Riley Jenkins with her first basket of the ball game. Second three of the game for the Streaks, and just like that is 21-17 Streaks trail. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Out high left side, it's Shuler.
The plus about that start, Tom, is it was spurred by the defense. You got to keep the defense ratchet up. They're not going to shoot 8 of 11 like they did in the first quarter in every quarter, but you got to do something defensively.
I thought that ball was out of bounds. It was saved in. Fortunately, the shot was missed as it was Fiona Thomas that saved it in bounds. They ran a nice job on the pick and roll. They beat the Streaks, but Tomlin trying to bring in the pass couldn't hold on. Now it's Riley Jenkins, another three, this time from the right baseline, high off the back iron, no good. Kept alive by Deja Range to Andrea Sampson. Put it up, no good, but she's fouled. I believe it's going to go against Tomlin's. We'll see what number they indicate. And it does go against Fiona Tomlin's first foul. And that's 14 fouls now on Notre Dame. And Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line. Andrea with 6 points on the night. Streaks 3 for 4 from the line. And Andrea missed that one badly off to the right. Ella McCombs, a 5'5 junior in, and she replaces Fiona Tomlin's.
That one looked like it just came off the side of her hand.
Yeah. So Andrea Sampson at the free throw line. Second shot is away, and that one is good. Seven for Andrea, make it 21-18, 5:55 to play first half. Notre Dame with the lead and the basketball. Sam Valianados, 5'3 senior guard. Ooh, a near travel there. Now Snyder has it out high right side, swings it over left wing to Walter. Walter fakes, goes to the free throw line. Now the right elbow and kicks it out. Now top of the key, Valianados. She's cut off. Hands off to Shuler. Shuler at the free throw line. Nice backdoor pass. Wide open for a layup and nearly missed it, but got it up and in was Ella McCombs.
Well, somebody got lost there for the streaks as she went wide open. Chloe and Andrea went to the same player. Nobody picked up the screener, and she rolled perfectly to the rim.
And one thing that they do a nice job of, you think you've got them stopped defensively, and then they will always find that girl going backdoor wide open or off the pick and roll.
Well, with their offense, what they end up doing is they overload a side, which leaves that backside open if the defense falls asleep.
Riley Jenkins for three out high right side, missed it, and going over the back, Chloe McCarthy is going to get called for the foul as she bumped Mackenzie Shuler, so it'll go back to Notre Dame. 13 fouls on the streaks, 5:02 to play in the half. Streaks trail 23-18. So that layup was the first basket of the quarter by Notre Dame. Lexi Tucker back in. Also, Kaylee Miller back in as Andrea Sampson and Deja Range will get a break for the streaks.
I'm surprised we only saw the streaks go to the press once. It was, I guess, just a taste to see if it was going to work.
Sam Valianados goes baseline, cut off nicely by Kelsey Legg. Now Snyder at the right elbow, kicks the left wing to Shuler, left baseline. It goes to Walter. Now Snyder going down the left side of the lane, left hand, lays it up and in.
Well, Streak's got to realize that what she wants to do is drive to the rim, so you got to pop in front of her. Let her try to shoot that over the top of you. The Streaks are keep going for the basketball instead of stopping the drive.
Riley Jenkins for three, left wing, missed at that time. Rebound comes away to Valianatis. Down court, ball is tipped, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Streaks on the run now. Riley Jenkins down the left side of the lane, follows Lexi Tucker, lays it up, missed it. Rebound on the weak side. Chloe McCarthy up off the glass, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Snyder for Notre Dame. She outlets to Shuler. Shuler brings it across right side, stops on the wing, kicks it out high to McCombs, and a travel called on Ella McCombs. Plus, she had done that one time earlier that they missed, called it that time, though. So 4:03 to play. Not very many turnovers in this game.
No, three for the Irish, two for the Streaks.
Andrea Sampson back in, and Deja Range back in as well as they replace Lexi Tucker and Kaylee Miller. 4:03 to play in the half. Streaks trail 25-18. Here's Riley Jenkins. Now Andrea Sampson between the circles, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Back door to Kelsey Legg. Oh, got fouled right across the arm, and they didn't call it. It was Gabby Favorita grabbed her arm and knocked her down. And how did in the world did they not see that? The official was right in front of it. Now Sam Valianados misses the three left side. Deja Range with a rebound. Wow. I mean, she couldn't have missed the shot that badly.
No. I mean, the only thing I can think of is he thought there was all ball, but from our angle, clearly you could see the arm get hit.
Andrea Sampson, right wing, puts on the floor, penetrates, kicks out to Kelsey Legg, top of the key, Chloe McCarthy, quickly to the right wing to Riley Jenkins, back to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Andrea Sampson between the circles now near the volleyball spike line, dribbles right and gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it back out, and she'll reset with 3:15 to play in the half. Streaks trail 25-18. Andrea Sampson to Kelsey Legg out high left side. Riley Jenkins now with it. Try to go back door to Andrea Sampson. The ball got tipped, and coming away with a steal was Anna Walter. Now Sam Valianados with it. Out high right side of Favorita. She drives right baseline, bounces, and the pass stolen away by Kelsey Legg. Kelsey across midcourt in the center circle. Goes left baseline to Riley Jenkins. Down on the left block, it goes to Deja Range. It got bumped from behind by Lexi Snyder, and that'll be her first foul. And that is now five team fouls on Notre Dame. It'll be Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. Rochelle Valianados back in. She'll replace Lexi Snyder. So a little smaller team in there now for Notre Dame. Still some good length, though, with these girls. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins. Right back to the left baseline. Kelsey Legg posted up. Chloe McCarthy turns, faces up. Shot blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds back to the streaks. Walter purposely blocked that, just had the hands up. I think Chloe shot it right into her hand.
Yeah, well, and Coach Massey brings up a good point. He wants to know why no body was called on the lower half. I mean, usually you see that called regardless.
Kelsey Legg, right wing, back to the right baseline to Riley Jenkins. Now to Kelsey Legg, three-pointer right wing, too strong. And the rebound taken away by Sam Valianados. 2.5 minutes to play, first half, 25-18. Streaks have gone cold here again in the latter part of the second quarter, just like they did in the first quarter.
Well, they're settling for a lot of long shots, yeah, too, Tom. They're not getting the ball inside. I mean, some of their early points were at the free throw line because they were getting the ball inside.
Shuler, right wing, working against Deja Range. Gets a pick, now stops. Kicks out to Sam Valianatos on the left wing. She'll penetrate into the paint, splits the defenders. Oh. And, oh, now they're going to call a foul, and it was a late call. She tripped. She went between the defenders and tripped. I don't think either one of them moved in on her, but.
No.
And Kelsey Legg gets the call. Wow.
Well, he's calling on the ground at least. I mean, yeah. I thought it was going to be a shooting foul because she flipped the ball up and she fell down. But
so it'll be Rochelle Valianatos to inbound from the right baseline. Bounces on the left block to Shuler. Turn around shot blocked by Chloe McCarthy. But coming away with it was Walter. Now it's Shuler left wing. Fakes. Now brings back out to the wing. Now to the left elbow. Top of the key. Picks up. Looks for some help as she's double teamed. And the ball knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. And it goes to the floor. Diving after a Kelsey Legg. Also Shuler and a jump ball called. Good hustle on both sides. And the possession error this time points to the Streaks. Good job by Chloe McCarthy knocking away. Nice hustle by Kelsey Legg. Also by Walter for Notre Dame.
Yeah, and a nice job by the Streaks to try and get that possession back. And that's exactly what they did. Got to convert now, though. Get this lead, get this deficit a little bit smaller before the half ends.
1:40 to play. Streaks trail 25-18. Andrea Sampson fires a three right baseline. No good. Rebound kept alive by Deja Range. Chloe McCarthy leans in, can't hit. And the foul's going to go against, I believe it's going to be Favorita. We'll see who they call it on. Valianatos was there as well. And they do call it on Gabby Favorita. That's her first. And that'll send Chloe McCarthy to the free throw line. She hit two just for the first 2 points of the basketball game.
Well, they're doing a nice job spreading the fouls around, that's for sure.
First shot up and good.
No one player is wearing it.
Yeah, nobody with two fouls. They've all got one with their 16 fouls. So Chloe McCarthy at the free throw line. Second shot is up. That one is good as well. And make it 25-20. Streaks need a defensive stop here. Out high right side, it's Shuler on the dribble, goes top of the key, tries to go between the defenders, knocked away and stolen by Andrea Sampson. Now it's Riley Jenkins with it. Streaks can cut into the lead. Oh, now travel as Riley was going to try to get, she turned to throw to Andrea. Andrea had her back to her, and so Riley tried to stop and pick it back up and couldn't get it done in time, and the Streaks turn it over with 1:14 to play, unfortunately.
After one quarter of play, Geneseo up 28-7 over Macomb.
Not much of a surprise there.
And then the Potters lead LaSalle Peru 31-3 after one.
Not a surprise there either. And that game at Morton, the other one Geneseo playing at home as well. High post right side, Snyder kicks back out to Valianatos. Now it's Favorita, fires a three left wing, missed it. Air ball, and Chloe McCarthy trying to come away with a rebound, and they're going to say it went out of bounds off of her last. She had her hand on it. Looked like Rochelle Valianatos knocked it away from behind.
And the other thing, you know, Chloe pulled her arm back, too, to show that she wasn't the last one to touch it.
Chloe kicks the inbound pass out the door, runs out in the hallway to grab it, so they'll inbound again, this time from far out on the right baseline. It'll be Anna Walter to trigger for Notre Dame. 53.8 to play, and Chloe kicks it again. She's really telegraphing that. Same leg again, left leg. So she's tried to bounce it to the left twice. Are you going to try to do it a third time? We'll see.
Kind of interesting that they moved her to the baseline when it was a kick.
Well, she did do the same thing, but the pass got through that time to Favorita. She laid it up and in and got fouled from behind.
You can't be trailing going towards the basket. You've got to bust your tail to get back in front, and that's not what happened there. And so foul ultimately goes on Andrea, and that's her second, which is concerning as well.
So Gabby Favorita at the free throw line missed it, but the offensive rebound for Walter and missed it, but she's going to be fouled by Deja Range. That'll be the second on Deja now. So Andrea and Deja both with two fouls, and that is going to send Anna Walter to the free throw line.
Got a box out. You can't let her spin on you like that. You got to just move her back. What happens is you get more concerned with going for the ball than holding the other person out. And, you know, that's why often coaches have you do the drill where you let the ball hit the floor first.
First free throw, no good. But checking back in, Lexi Tucker and Kaylee Miller as they give Kelsey Legg and Deja Range a break. Oh, he's going to get Kelsey back in. I think he just realized that Andrea's got two fouls, so Kelsey's going to come back in and replace. Well, now timeout. Second free throw was good. Timeout. So I'm not sure who coming in for.
30-second timeout.
Well, 30-second timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide her transportation to all streak road games. Did she hit both of those free throws? Was it Walter? I had thought,
yes.
Thought she'd – okay, she did hit both. Okay.
Yep.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streaks road game. Tonight we're driving a 2017 Nissan Altima, pre-owned, less than 17,000 miles on it. The great thing, pro-certified lifetime warranty, which you get on all pre-owned and brand-new Nissans if they're 5 years old or newer. And this is a very, very nice one. I love the way these things corner. Coming off the exit ramp on 474, the airport exit there. Go a little faster on that. It corners really well. I like the way you kind of feel like you're sitting low and the seats and that, but it's a really, really nice vehicle. And this is one you can check out. Now, with the pro-certified lifetime warranty, it includes a unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no cost to you, lifetime powertrain warranty. Check it out. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. 40 seconds to play. Streaks for the basketball. Kaylee Miller, Kelsey Legg now. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Looks like the streaks may work for one. Now they get it down on the right block to Lexi Tucker. Turn, shot blocked by Snyder. Ball goes to the floor. We're going to have another tie-up, and this time the possession arrow points toward Notre Dame with 28.9 to play. Coach Massey looking for a foul on the shot by Lexi Tucker. You could argue that there was body, but I think Lexi kind of turned into
to
Snyder.
And the other thing is that what the PND girls do a good job of is they put their hand straight up, and for some reason the streak shooters keep shooting it right into the hands.
25 seconds to play. Notre Dame with the basketball. Sam Valianados, top of the key to Lexi Snyder. Back to Valianados on the left wing. Goes to the top of the key. Picks up, gives to her sister, Rochelle Valianados. Now it's Sam again. Dribbles right, top of the key. Tried to step back and shoot the three. Now it dumps off to Snyder. Left baseline, it goes to McCombs. Now Snyder. Now Rochelle Valianados, right wing, missed the three-pointer. Snyder with the long rebound. No one is knocked away by Kelsey Legg, but Sam Valianados comes up with it. At the buzzer, we have played one half of basketball. It is the Irish from Notre Dame, 29. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, 20. Come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 29-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If you're struggling with weight, Mark Patrick Hypnosis is coming to Galesburg at the Best Western Prairie Inn on Thursday, March 7th. Here, Mark Patrick talks about how the power of hypnosis can help you achieve your weight loss goals.
We work on, at the subconscious level, the image or snapshot of yourself. If you have a healthy image, you attract healthy habits. And guess what? They want to do these things instead of feel like they have to do them.
Thursday, March 7th at the Best Western Prairie Inn in Galesburg. Go to galesburg.info, keyword, lose weight.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Manual High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL. We're at halftime and the Streaks trail the Irish from Notre Dame 29-20. Streaks were down 21-11 after getting up early in the ballgame, but trailed by 10 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Notre Dame 9-8. In that second quarter. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Well, coming up here on WGIO, all depends on what happens tonight. If the Streaks win tonight, we will have Streaks girls basketball for you here. It'll be the championship of this Manual Regional against the defending 3A champion Richwoods Knights, and that would be a 7 o'clock tip, so it would be a 6:40 pregame tomorrow night. If the Streaks are not victorious here tonight, then we'll have Illinois Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow night. The Illini at Ohio State to take on the Buckeyes, and that would be a 6 o'clock pregame, also a 7 o'clock tip-off. So it all depends on what happens here tonight. Then coming up Friday night, Galesburg High boys back in action as they play host to the Moline Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse. And 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the tip. Brad Benowitz has that one, and I believe, I'm trying to think if this is the one where I believe he is going to have Jake Miller and Sean Hickey with him on that one. I think Steve is off for a couple of games, and I believe Jake and Sean are going to join Brad coming up on Friday night. And then Saturday as well, the Streaks play host to the Geneseo Maple Leafs, and that'll be a 5:40 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip here on WGIL. The Illini back in action on Monday when they play up at Wisconsin against the Badgers. So that's what upcoming schedule looks like. So the other games going on tonight, of course, last night we had Richwoods beat Limestone in the other semifinal here. That was 60-26. No surprise there. Richwoods the defending 3A champs, and the winner of this game will play them tomorrow night. We've got Morton, the top seed, playing at home. Geneseo, the top seed, playing at home. And they were both winning big early in their games. Again, those were all games that got postponed last night. Now, they've moved as far as – thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Got some stats here. Wow, that's pretty cool. Hey, it's like being at a college game. That's
right.
Unusual. The Geneseo, they've actually moved things back. And I don't know if it was originally scheduled this way, but they're playing their championship game on Friday night.
Yep.
So over at
I think it was originally scheduled that way.
All right.
So. But they're up 39-18 in the second quarter. And last I had on the Rock Island score, they were up 25-6 in the first half against UT.
Well, and UT was a winner last night. Quincy was a winner last night over Belleville West. Not Belleville East, Belleville West. Quincy got a win last night in their opener. So, so Rocky and UT playing tonight. All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back with our halftime stats. Streaks trail 29-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveya Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Surveya Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy overnight with temperatures rising to around 36 overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, high 43. Gradually becoming clear tomorrow night, a low of 9 above with wind chills near 3 below. Friday increasing clouds in 20, Saturday sunny in 27. Right now, it's 28 at WGIL.
Congratulations to John Eskridge of Galesburg. John was spotted wearing a white WGIL button and won $20. You can win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Halftime, Emmanuel High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Notre Dame Irish 29-20. Our halftime stats are brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise for the Streaks, a couple of players with 7 points. Andrea Sampson, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. Chloe McCarthy with a 3-pointer and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Riley Jenkins on a 3. 2 for Kelsey Legg on a basket. 1 point, point for Deja Range on 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks, 6 for 8 from the line. A couple of 3-pointers. Notre Dame spreading the wealth. 7 points for Lexi Snyder, 3 baskets and a free throw, 7 for Gabby Favorita, a 3 and a couple of twos, 6 points for Sam Valianatos on a couple of three-pointers, 4 points for Anna Walters on a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, 3 points for Bridget Taylor on a three, 2 points for Ella McCombs on a basket. So they had, I forgot to add them up, four three-pointers in the first half, and they were 3 for 4 from the free throw line.
6 turnovers for the Irish, 4 for the Streaks. So we need both teams doing a decent job of taking care of the basketball. However, I will say this, defensive pressure-wise, this isn't one of the most pressure games that we've seen. Both teams content to kind of sit back and play defense in the half court, or actually inside the arc almost. Streaks do have a slight lead in rebounds, 13-12, 7-4 in the offensive boards. P&D shooting the ball real well. They are 11 of 20 from the field, 4 of 9 in the third or in from three-point range, and that's actually cooled off because in the first quarter they were 8 of 11 from the field, 4 of 6 from inside the arc. So they missed all three-point attempts there in the second quarter. Streaks, on the other hand, ice cold. They are 6 of 23 from the field, 2 of 12 from downtown.
Yeah, and that's the difference in the ball game right there is shooting the basketball. And you mentioned it. We went through a stretch where we got away from what we've been doing, and we were relying on some long shots. And not that they were bad shots or not that they weren't open, but we kind of got to fall in love with those looks.
Well, and it's one thing if you're hitting them, obviously.
Right.
It's another thing if you're getting the offensive rebounds. And what Peoria Notre Dame was saying was basically, go ahead, shoot the long three, and we're going to collapse 5 on the boards, and we'll just make sure that you get limited to that one shot. And if they're going to be able to put 5 girls on the board every time, the Streaks are only going to get one shot each time.
So the Streaks trail 29-20. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games and driving a nice, very nice pre-owned Nissan Altima 2017, less than 17,000 miles on this vehicle. Really, really nice ride. You get out on the highway, got a nice pickup and very nice riding vehicle. And the great thing, it comes just like all brand new Nissans from Galesburg Nissan and all pre-owned vehicles, 5 years old or newer. The Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. Doesn't cost you a thing. That's right. It's absolutely free. The Pro Certified Lifetime Warranty at Galesburg Nissan, home of the Lifetime Warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Kelsey Legg with it. Free throw line to Chloe McCarthy. Tried to go underneath to Deja Range, but the defense got there. Good thought, but the defense was waiting for it.
Well, and not a very good seal by Deja either. So once that pass was made, she's got to have that seal. She wasn't able to get it, and so then it was easy for the defense to get up there.
Sam Valianatos banks in a three-pointer from out high on the right side. You know things are going well when you're banking them in. That's her third of the ball game. She even kind of shook her head on that one.
Well, the surprising thing is with how tight that rim is that it went in.
Yeah. Andrea Sampson for 3, right wing, can't hit. Weak side rebound comes down to Walter for Notre Dame.
Again, one and done for the Streaks. They missed the three, and back the other way is Notre Dame with the basketball as the Streaks are in a dangerous spot here, down double digits in the third.
32-20, 7 minutes to play third quarter. Now a steal by Riley Jenkins, and wrong place, wrong time for Gabby Favorita as Riley stepped in front of her, and Gabby got called for the foul. She's the first Notre Dame player with more than one foul. She's got 2.
Well, Tom, I've got bad news for you. If you had the Cavaliers winning it in your on your bracket, your LaSalle Peru at half down 56-4. Yes,
wow.
At half, they have 4 points, and Morton has 56.
That's, and the Streaks nearly turn it over again. It's Favorita knocks it out of bounds. The Streaks will inbound from the near sideline. Yeah, again, not surprised with Morton playing at home, number one, and number two. LaSalle Peru has had their struggles this season, that's for sure.
That's a couple of seasons they've been.
Yeah.
And remember, we saw LaSalle Peru not too long ago.
Yeah, in the sectional.
In the sectional.
That they hosted, yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey Legg out high right side to Deja Range down on the right block, spins in the paint, and got the call that time. A Snyder bodied up on her and kind of brought the hands down a little bit and got called for the foul.
The bigger thing is I think what Snyder's doing, and I saw a better look of that time, is she's moving into Deja with her hands straight up, and finally it got called.
So Deja Range goes to the free throw line with 2 shots, missed the first one short.
Well, last time she did that, and then she made the second one, so hopefully it repeats itself here.
6:41 to play, and does make the second. Now make it 32-21. Notre Dame with a lead first point in the second half for the Streaks. Full court pressure, got a trap, and Valley Knight should be called for an offensive foul, and they're going to get a timeout. She got between the trap and then put her elbow in Deja's back and was pushing off, but I think it was at an angle that the official on the far side couldn't see, but Lane Langhoff gets the 30-second timeout.
There's a reason there's three of them on the floor.
Yeah. Yep. So
if one of them can't see it.
Yeah, and I thought maybe the official on the baseline could see that when she broke through, because she immediately when she went through, she kind of stuck her elbow into the back of Deja trying to push her out of the way, which she wasn't about to budge, and Lane Langhoff got the 30-second timeout.
I like that they put the timeout counter on the scoreboard.
Yeah, so 5-4-3-2 that is kind of cool that we do that. So the Streaks will have Notre Dame will have the basketball, but the Streaks aren't going to come back out with full court pressure this time.
Which is kind of surprising after it was so successful there, but I'm sure the thought is that Coach Langhoff is drawing something up there.
Yeah, you mentioned something at halftime about the defense hadn't been great pressure, which is kind of surprising because that's one of the things Coach Massey talked about. He was concerned with Notre Dame running that ball press that we've had trouble with sometimes.
They
did call the travel on that.
I thought they were going to get the reach on Kelsey, which I didn't think she touched anything. So
yeah, so Bridget Taylor split the defenders and then picked up the pivot foot, got called for the travel. But that really hasn't been anything that's bothered the Streaks. It's been more on the half court, and it's really just because we haven't been able to make a shot. So nothing really the defense has done so much. Deja leans in from the left block, can't hit the shot. Chloe McCarthy lost the rebound, but Deja's able to run it down. She's got it on the left baseline, looks for some help, bounces to Chloe, and now a hold is going to be called on either Favorita or Snyder.
Well, let's hope it's Snyder.
No, it does go Favorita, but that's her third foul. Yeah. And she had 7 points in the first half, came off the bench and scored seven. And that'll be the third team foul on Notre Dame here in the second half. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Riley Jenkins. Back over to Andrea, left wing, fires a long three-pointer. Oh, in and out, no good. Geez. Oh, goodness. Went down and popped back out, rolled around and came out. Favorita with it, gives to Taylor. Taylor on the wing, cut off by Andrea Sampson. Now at high right side, it's Walters. Now it's Sam Valianatis. Bounces mid-post to Snyder, and she threw it to the left wing, and nobody was there. And
literally finally, just to the wet left wing.
Yeah, Favorita was able to save it. Now Valianatis with the three from the top of the key, missed it, and Deja Range with a rebound for the Streaks. Ball got tapped by Favorita, and Streaks have it. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 32-21. Got to get something going offensively. They've had a couple of good defensive stands.
Yeah, you got to start reaping the benefit.
Now a nice backdoor pass to Deja. Puts on the floor, puts it up. Can't hit, but she gets fouled. Got a little bit too far under the basket again and couldn't get the shot to fall.
Well, I actually thought she did a great job of sealing there. She turned. She had everything working. The ball went up high off the glass, though, came down. I think that tight rim kicked the ball up so high. That's her fourth.
Yeah, four fouls on Gabby Favorita as Deja hits the first free throw.
Coach Langhoff was trying to get her out of there, but didn't get a ball stoppage in time to get her out of there before she picked up her fourth.
So Fiona Tomlin's in, and I don't know if it's Rachel or Rochelle. It's spelled like Rochelle Valianatos,
she's
in. Second shot in and out, no good. And Taylor runs down the rebound for Notre Dame. 32-22 is the Irish lead, 5:10 to play here in the third quarter.
That time Deja reversed her luck. She made the first, missed the second.
Left wing, Rochelle drives baseline, puts it up off the glass and in. Nobody cut her off.
Got to recognize they like to go baseline. Somebody's got to get a foot on the baseline and get the charge or get the turnover.
Chloe McCarthy to Andrea Sampson on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Dribbles right, gives to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Swing it over to Kelsey Legg. She goes top of the key, gives to Chloe McCarthy left wing. Now Kelsey Legg fires on top of the three-point arc, can't hit. Deja with an offensive rebound, got knocked away from behind her to go back to the Streaks on the right baseline.
Well, Streaks got to have to look inside to Deja. Snyder was out of the game for a brief spell there, and Deja had great position on Tomlin's, but Streaks didn't get her the ball. Now Snyder back into the game. I would assume this is a way to kind of take Deja out.
Right wing, Riley Jenkins with it. Brings it back high and resets the offense for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson out high right side with it. Swing it over to Riley, left wing. Fires a three. Good! Set that one up for her. Had the pick from Kelsey Legg. Riley puts a three up and in. I'm glad she was feeling able to pull the trigger because she missed several in the first half. But put that one in.
One of six in the first half, so now 2 of 7 in the game.
4:04 to play. Now down to a 9-point lead here in the third quarter. 34-25 Notre Dame. Left wing, this is Snyder with it. Works against Deja, spins. Deja cuts her off, kicks out to Rochelle Valianatos. And the shot was partially blocked by Riley Jenkins, but nobody got a body on, who was that? Was that Tomlin or
Taylor?
Bridget Taylor puts it up and in. Now Andrea Sampson fires a three out high right side. Can't hit. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound, puts it up and in.
So Streaks need to find some momentum here. And it usually starts on this end of the floor on the defensive end. So let's see if they can get a stop here.
Sam Valianatos drives and splits the defenders but missed the shot. Deja with a rebound, lost a handle on it. And Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Streaks with numbers. Riley down the right side. In the paint, goes left, puts it up. Got it. Nice move by Riley Jenkins. Quick five-point run by Riley and make a 36-29 with 3:10 to play. Sam Valianatos now Notre Dame with numbers. Nice pass to Snyder. Leans in up off the glass and got it. Foul on Chloe McCarthy.
Yeah. Well, they beat the Streaks back down the floor. Coach Massey tried to put a trap on after the made basket. Streaks were a little late getting into it. They weren't able to trap Valianatos. She pushed it down the floor, and Snyder did the veteran move of taking the ball, seeing Chloe in there. She jumped into Chloe, picked up the contact, and then finished.
Yeah, and that's Chloe's going to get the bad end of that one every time because Snyder's got a bigger body and kind of moved Chloe out, but it looks like Chloe made the contact when, in fact, it came from the offense. Snyder missed the free throw, though. Chelsea Stevenson just checked in, and she got the rebound. Lexi Tucker in as well as Andrea Sampson and Deja Range get a break with just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 38-29, Notre Dame. Kelsey Legg holding on out high left side. Now it gets to Riley Jenkins. Notre Dame back in that 2-3 zone. Kelsey Legg out high left side to Riley Jenkins on the right wing to Lexi Tucker down on the right block. Turns and gets
foul.
Oh, no foul call. She got pushed toward the baseline, and they didn't call the foul. Snyder stepped into her and knocked her toward the baseline. How do you not call that? And the official's telling Coach Massey she was straight up. There's no way that happened.
Well, and the backside defender grabbed her arm. You could see that from our angle.
Right wing, this is Taylor down the right block to Snyder.
High.
Missed the shot, though, but gets her own rebound. Turns, puts it up off the glass, missed it again. Chloe McCarthy with the rebound this time for the Streaks. 2:17 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 38-29. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins, right wing to Chelsea Stevenson. Now Riley has it. And
Coach Massey calling out a new play.
Number four, Chelsea Stevens, right baseline, penetrates. And
a lot of
pass,
contact.
Yeah, it was getting kind of pushed out of bounds, and her pass was stolen away by Sam Valianato. She drives down the right side, scoops it up off the glass, and in. Man, she is unconscious. She's got 11, make it 40-29 now. Notre Dame with 1:47 to play in the quarter. Kelsey Legg out high to Riley Jenkins, fires a three short, and the rebound off the hands of Chloe McCarthy, and Snyder comes away with it for Notre Dame. 40-29, Irish. Minute and a half to play, third quarter.
Streaks need to find something here. You don't want to go into the fourth down double digits.
Walter out high left side and threw it away. So this is where the Streaks need to take advantage. They've had some good defensive stops and then an unforced turnover by Notre Dame. That time, the Streaks got to take advantage and get some points. Deja Range, Andrea Sampson back in, Kaylee Miller and Lauren Livingston in as well. And back in for Notre Dame is Mackenzie Shuler. She'll give Lexi Snyder a break.
Well, we've seen the Streaks have a little bit of success with the press. I would imagine Coach Massey's waiting until the fourth to implement that. But right now, you'd like to get this thing down around five or six if possible. Might be a tall task at this stage.
Riley Jenkins in front of the Streaks bench, out high on the right side, right baseline to Andrea Sampson. To Deja, posts it up, spins in the paint, puts it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Deja, good entry pass from Andrea. 40-31.
Streaks getting another stop. Coach Langhoff slowing them down. I would kind of press the ball here and make them play. And, yeah, that's what Coach Massey's saying, go out and play defense.
Under 50 seconds to play in the quarter. Shuler picks up, looks for help.
Oh, Deja was late there.
Yeah, bounces for Walter and had a trap, and Riley got her hand on it, but she's able to get it away to Sam Valianatos. Now it's Rochelle Valianatos out. Valianatos, I should say, out high. Now it's Sam with 30 seconds to play. Drives right side, penetrates, and there's going to be a foul call before the shot, a push on who?
Riley, I guess. Both officials on that side of the floor got the call. Yeah, it's going to go against Riley.
Riley Jenkins' first foul, and that is just the second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 27.4 to play, and a Walter will inbound from the right baseline. Looking, finally gets it in out high to Shuler. Shuler penetrates down the left side. Traveled, no call, and she puts it up and in. How did you miss? She got stopped and picked up her pivot foot, then took a step and laid it up and in. She went up and under. That was an NBA move. And now make it 42-31, 10 seconds to play. Andrea tried to bounce for Deja, got knocked away by Walter. It'll go back to the streak.
Andrea threw it to the wrong side. You want to throw it away from the defense. Andrea threw it to the defense side.
I mean, I don't know how you missed that. Travel. She stopped with the ball and then went up and under and took a step and picked up her pivot foot in the process. There's no way she could have gotten where she got without doing that. Kaylee Miller to inbound, and it comes to Andrea. She'll fire the three out high right side. Missed it. And the rebound. Andrea pulled it away and a travel call.
Wow.
Wow. This is
now 3.5 left.
Yeah.
Streaks have
I'm
to be
not sure where that came from.
Be cognizant of the backside here, but they're going to set the press up. You don't want to give up a layup behind you.
Shuler to inbound. Gets it into Vallinatos, who traveled. Now gets it across midcourt left side. They're going to fire from midcourt. Missed it. We have played three quarters of basketball. Notre Dame still in control. After three, it's Notre Dame 42, Galesburg 31. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Do the neighbors get a new car?
Yeah, it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
Everyone wants a new Toyota. And now that the 2019s are out, prepare to fall hard because they're beauty on wheels with inviting lines and sharp designs that pop from a mile away. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. If it seems like everyone you know is driving a new Toyota, it's definitely your turn. And I promise we'll make it easier than spying on the neighbors. Come see us today. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Join us for the next Bohannon Show. Congressional reform will be discussed and just exactly what Congress should do in that regard.
Jim Bohannon, tonight at 9 on WGIL.
Notre Dame with a basketball to start the fourth quarter. Lexi Snyder, 15-footer from the left wing, missed it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks, who trailed 42-31. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Manual High School. Regional opener, Andrea Sampson fires a 14-footer, banked that one in. Don't know if it was on purpose, but it was effective. That gives her 9 points and make it 42-33. And now, double dribble, yeah. As it was Taylor lost the basketball and picked it up and dribbled again.
And that's what the press can do to you. It's sped her up, and she got on the move and tried to make a play and bobbled the basketball, had to pick it up and put it back down.
Now the Streaks had to take advantage. They cut it, what, to a 7 at some point in the third quarter, early in the third quarter maybe, or was it even that? Was it 8? Thought it was down to like 32 to
In the third quarter, I think 9 was the lowest.
Okay. Lauren Livingston penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Rebound is going to go to Notre Dame as it was Taylor that ran it down on the left baseline. So the Streaks not able to take advantage after the Notre Dame turnover.
Take that back. It's 7 was the...
Okay, 7.
And now we're going to Kelsey Legg on a block. Streaks running the 1-3-1 here in defense.
Second foul on Kelsey. That is the third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. It'll be Anna Walter to inbound on the far sideline for Notre Dame. And it comes to Sam Vallinatos. Now it's Mackenzie Shuler. Now Snyder down the middle of the lane, lays it up too hard off the glass. Rina got tapped out long, and now it is Walter with it. Bouncing for Shuler on the right block, puts it up and missed it again. Wow, she's having a tough shooting. She shot well in the first half, but she's had trouble here in the second half, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Left wing to Andrea Sampson. Fakes the three, penetrates, pulls up with a 12-footer, got it.
Andrea finding a little something there, driving to the rim.
She's got 11, make it 42-35. Full court pressure again, and that should have been a travel there again.
Andrea with the steal.
Andrea turns to the basket, got fouled, no call, gets her own rebound, puts it up, and they're going to call the travel now. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
How did you miss the push on the first shot? Just and now he's going to call the travel. Wow.
Terrible.
Wow. Jeez. So Andrea got the steal. Put up the first shot, got fouled on it, and missed. They didn't call the foul. She got her own rebound, turned to put it back up, and they called her for the travel. Wow, this is Taylor with it for Notre Dame. Out high right side, Sam Valianados. Out high right side, it goes to Snyder. Now left wing, this is Shuler with it. Shuler puts it on the floor, brings it back out high, goes down the right side of the lane, now bounces baseline. And a nice bounce from Taylor to Snyder. Turnaround five-footer is up and good for Lexi Snyder.
I thought the streaks had pushed her too far under the basket, but she was able to swing back into position to hit that.
She's got 11. Deja Range posted up, has to bounce Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, she'll fire the three from straight on. Good. High arcer up and good for Riley Jenkins. Starting to find the range, make it 44-38. 5.5 minutes to play, and the streaks knock it out of bounds. Oh, nope, they're going to call a foul on Kelsey Legg. Oh, no, they're calling Riley Jenkins. Who are they calling? Oh, three. Yeah, okay, they are calling Kelsey. That's her third foul now. Chloe McCarthy back in. She'll replace Lauren Livingston. 5:28 to play in the ballgame. Streaks now trail 44-38. Coach Massey having a discussion with one of the officials.
He wants to know what Kelsey's doing because that's the second time she's gotten called by that official on the sideline for something, and he's not clear on what she's doing.
Sam Valianados goes baseline, kicks out, three-pointer up in and out, no good by Walter, and Deja with another rebound. Riley Jenkins will set for the streaks. They trail 44-38, just over 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Here in the regional opener, loser goes home. Winner moves on to play Richwoods tomorrow night back here at Manuel. Riley Jenkins has it between the circles, 4:55 to play. Now Kelsey Legg out high left side to Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Free throw line to Chloe McCarthy. Right wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson for three. Missed it, but Chloe in there with a rebound. Got tapped away. She couldn't bring it away. Now a carry not called on Favorita. Now it goes to Taylor. Now it's Sam Valianados out high right side.
Near steal there by Andrea.
Right baseline. It goes now give and go to Valianados. Lays it up and in. Nice pass from Walter to Valianados, and she lays it up and in. And make it 46-38, back to 8 points. 4:20 to play. Streaks got to find the range offensively. Chloe McCarthy to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Now left wing to Kelsey Legg. Swings it back to Andrea Sampson. Nope, the ball got tapped. Long pass, dangerous, and Favorita tapped it away.
Favorita's doing a great job of reading that pass, and the Streaks keep throwing it, and she's getting a hand on just about every one. We saw her snap one in the first half.
Coach Massey still having a discussion with the official. Not sure about what. They were both smiling after that one. Andrea Sampson to Kelsey Legg. Down on the right block, Chloe McCarthy puts it up. Got a push, no good, and the shot was no good. Snyder with a rebound. Sam Valianados with it now.
Chloe's got to swing her body around there and square up. She tried to shoot it sideways, and that's, I think, part of what the issue was on that one, missing off.
Favorita lost a handle, got it to Snyder, though, out high left side. Goes to Walter, left wing. It's Taylor. Taylor on the dribble, brings it back out high to Sam Valianados.
Streaks playing soft defense right now. Yeah. You got to get up in pressure. You're down by 8 points with 3.5 to go. There's no shot clock that's going to bail you out here.
This is Taylor with it. Brings it back out high. Gives to Favorita out high on the right side. Favorita drives right down the right side of the lane, uncontested, lays it up.
I don't know what happened right there because Riley went out to guard her and then bailed off of her and wrote and lost sight of her. I don't know what she saw.
And that's back to a 10-point lead, 48-38 Notre Dame. 30-second timeout called by Notre Dame. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, they provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Hopefully for one more girls game at least tomorrow night. We'll see. Not looking good at this point with a little over 3 minutes to play, but driving a nice 2017 pre-owned certified, pro-certified lifetime warranty on this pre-owned 2017 Nissan Altima. All vehicles 5 years old or newer, and all brand new Galesburg Nissans come with this pro-certified lifetime warranty. Does not cost you a penny. Unlimited time, unlimited miles. And your vehicle includes this lifetime limited powertrain warranty, covers the engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly, the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Ask them about it. Doesn't cost you a thing. Comes with your vehicle. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. 3:17 to play. Streaks trail 48-38 now. Deja Range right wing out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Riley to Andrea Sampson. Streaks turned it over as she was throwing more to a spot. And
right.
Taylor was there and got a hand on. Andrea wasn't able to reel it in. She got the fingertip on it last. Oh, are they going to give it back? Okay, nope. Streaks are going to call a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:10 to play. Streaks trail 48-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by office specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Galesburg Covenant Church, Galesburg Rescue Mission, and Discovery Depot. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Like barbecue. 48-38 is the Notre Dame lead here with just over 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks trail by 10, and the basketball will go to Notre Dame. They'll bring it from they'll inbound from the near sideline in front of the Streaks bench. So the Streaks got to play with some urgency as 3:10 to play in the ball game. It'll be Rochelle Valianatos to inbound from the near sideline. I heard Coach Langhoff say Rachel. I guess I'll say Rachel from here on out. And, Sam Valianato's got free there, and she'll bring it across midcourt right side. Now gives to Bridget Taylor out near the center circle, picked up by Kelsey Legg. And a backdoor to Rachel Valianato's, lays it up and in.
Andrea got stuck watching the ball and lost her man, or woman in this situation.
Inside it goes to Deja, kicks it back out. Now Riley's got it out high right side. Right wing it goes to Andrea. Swing it over to Kelsey Legg, and she got knocked to the floor by, I think, Walter's going to get the call. And that is just the fourth team foul now on Notre Dame.
I think it's fifth. They haven't put it up yet.
It did go against Walter. I'm just so used to it at home that they have it up. By the time you look up, it's already up there on the board. First foul on Anna Walter. 2.5 minutes to play. Streaks trail by 12, 50-38. Right baseline. Andrea Sampson goes to the wing now, penetrates, pulls up with a 10-footer, missed it. Weak side rebound off the hand of Riley Jenkins, and coming away with it is Sam Valianatos. She'll bring it across left side. And the tough thing, not only that it's tough to come down from 12 down, but when you're not shooting the ball well, not getting things going quickly offensively, it makes it tough to come back in a game like this. Not impossible. And also when Notre Dame scoring each time down, getting a backdoor or whatever, and that's what we're going to look for here, is they're trying to spread it out a little bit, run some clock. But I'm guessing if they do get a backdoor again, they're going to go for it.
Yeah, well, the Streaks, they have to get a trap set. And instead, they're just right now playing defense in front and letting Notre Dame dribble around.
Now Sam Valianatos penetrates, puts it up and in.
Clutch basket after clutch basket for her.
She's got 15 points in the game, make it 52-38. Deja Range posted up, right block, spins, puts it up. Got some body again from Snyder, no call, and Snyder comes away with a rebound. 1:30 to play. This is Taylor with it.
Last 8 points belong to Notre Dame. You're not going to be able to come back when that's the case.
Yeah. Valianatos, Sam Valianatos, right of the center circle. Now left of the center circle to Bridget Taylor with 1:14 to play. Taylor penetrates, kicks out on the left wing to Rachel Valianatos.
And the problem with being down by 14, too, Tom, is that you can't really play the foul game, although now we're going to get the fourth called on Kelsey.
Yeah, she wasn't trying to, had the hand on, though, and that's going to be her fourth foul, as Eric mentioned, with 1:06 to play. 52-38. Oh, they called it on Riley. They shouldn't have been. I think
he announced it wrong.
Okay, it was on Kelsey, and now a push called. That's going to be, is that going to be against Kelsey? Is that her fifth? She came from behind to try to knock it away.
Yep.
Nope, that's number five on Kelsey Legg. So Kelsey just picked up her fifth foul.
Oh, they must have given the last one.
Oh,
they gave the last one to Riley.
Okay,
even though
that was just her second. That was odd. Now a shot block. Oh, come on. Andrea Sampson with a shot block on Taylor down on the right block.
I think Chloe hit arm. We'll see if it goes on Chloe or Andrea. If it goes on
technical on Deja. On Deja.
Deja frustrated. She's not getting the calls down at that end. And oh, so no, they did call on Andrea, which is kind of crazy.
So Deja, that'll be a personal also. That's her third. So let's see. They'll send Taylor will go to the free throw line, at least for the two-shot foul. So a technical with 57.5 to play. So Bridget Taylor.
Pretty much seals any little hope they had was before this.
Yeah, because after the free throws,
they're
going to
get the ball back.
Four free throws in the ball, and she makes the first. I'm guessing that Lane Langhoff will leave her up there for all four of them.
Especially if she makes them both.
Yeah, yep. Second one is away. That one is good as well. And he's going to let her stay up there. Sam Valenatos was walking that way, but yeah. If she would have missed one, he probably would have sent Valenatos up there. But so now the technical shots. And first one is good. So this is going to end up being close to a 20-point ball game.
Yeah, which, I mean, it hovered around 10 pretty much the entire game, but.
Second one up, and that one is good as well. So four straight points, and now the basketball for Notre Dame with 57.5 to play, and the Streaks trail by 18, 56-38.
Coach Massa
calls a timeout. So full timeout we'll take one as well. 57.5 to play, Streaks trail 56-38. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Clark Howard.
Big Financial House Fidelity Investments is now offering two ultra-popular funds, not just commission-free, but fee-free. Fidelity Zero Funds. There's never been anything that existed like that. When you do investing with a full commission stock brokerage or through an insurance company, you are paying extremely high costs, and you've got to know that.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL. Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Just over 57 seconds to play, and looks like just over 57 seconds left in the season for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they trail here 56-38 here in the regional semifinal to the Irish of Peoria Notre Dame. So Coach Massey cleared his bench. Lexi Tucker in, Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevenson, Arlita Brown, and Lauren Livingston. And Arlita comes up with a steal. Now Kaylee Miller with it. 50 seconds to play. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson. Right baseline. 17-footer is short. And the rebound is going to fall out of bounds. It's going to go back to Notre Dame. Five new players in for Notre Dame as well.
We'll see if Coach Langhoff lets them play it out or if he's going to want them just to run the clock. Well, Kaylee Miller is not going to let her run the clock.
Nope. As it's Ella McCombs with it out high left side. It goes to Lily Blackford. Now this is Annabelle Zeller with it, sophomore. Looking for some help. And gets it off to Fiona Tomlins, 6'1 junior. Tomlins lost handle on it, got knocked away by Lauren Livingston.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but yeah. Sure it looked like she just lost that out of bounds.
So Notre Dame will have it on the far sideline. Lily Blackford inbound, 23.4 to play. Notre Dame with an 18-point lead. Now a steal on the inbound by Arlita Brown. Two quick steals for Arlita. She'll bring it across right side. Stops out high and gives to Kaylee Miller. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson fakes. Gets to Lexi Tucker down the block. Turns up off the glass. No rebound to Lauren Livingston. Can't hit, but she gets fouled by Lauren Corey, a 5'8 junior. So Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. Galesburg only scored 7 points so far here in the fourth quarter. They trail 56-38 with 8.6 seconds to play.
Well, and you know, Tom, they haven't scored in a long time.
Yeah.
It was first, early in the quarter.
First free throw good for Lauren. That's her first point of the ball game. Second shot for Lauren Livingston, up and rolls that one through.
Livingston, second free throw is also good.
5 seconds to play. 56-40 Notre Dame. And time's going to run out, and the Irish from Notre Dame defeat the Galesburg Silver Streak and end their season 56-40 is the final score. Notre Dame moves on to the regional championship game as they will take on the defending Class 3A champion Richwood's Knights. Streaks fall 56-40. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. We'll Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 56-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy overnight with temperatures rising to around 36 overnight. Cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, high 43. Gradually becoming clear tomorrow night, a low of 9 above with wind chills near 3 below. Friday increasing clouds in 20, Saturday sunny in 27. Right now, it's 28 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall to the Irish from Notre Dame by a final of 56-40. Galesburg outscored 14-9 in that fourth quarter. In fact, they only had the 7 points for probably almost the last, what, almost 3 minutes or so, and then the couple of free throws there by Lauren Livingston late. So the Streaks really struggled in this one, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was pretty much the last half of the quarter. They only got those two free throws, and just it was a real tough shooting night for the Streaks. I haven't gotten to the numbers yet, but I can tell you, just looking at the sheet, it's not good.
Yeah. So the Streaks fall 56-40. Their season comes to an end. They end with a 16-15 record. Notre Dame moves on to play Richwood tomorrow night. Notre Dame now 15-12 on the season. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Obviously, it's the last game and the last game for the five seniors, so he'll probably be in there a little bit longer than normal. But we'll get a chance to chat with Coach Massey coming up in just a bit, run down our post-game stats, and, of course, name our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for this season. Well, Notre Dame came out, played. Give them credit. They played a really good game, had a good game plan. The Streaks, at times, it's not that they played bad, but when you can't make a shot, sometimes that carries over to other areas of the game when it shouldn't.
Well, and that's why I was just going to say, I think the bigger issue here is that the inability to get shots to fall carried over into the defense, and at times the defense got too lax. And, you know, we saw when they went on that little bit of a spurt there in the second quarter, they got the game, you know, they started to come back. One of the quarters they started to come back, maybe it was early in the third, they started to come back, and it was like a switch had been turned and the defense got better, and then it fell right back apart when they started missing shots again.
Yeah, that's one of the things my dad used to say as a coach, that you're going to have off-night shooting, but you should never have an off-night defensively. There's no reason for that, but it happens. I mean, we're talking 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids out there doing it, and it's not easy, especially when you get down and you're not shooting well. It's hard to sometimes to keep that positive attitude out there. Oh, Coach Massey out a little bit sooner than I thought he would be, making his way over. Actually stopped to talk to former Galesburg Mayor Bob Sheehan, who was in the house here tonight. But Coach Massey making his way over here, and see if I can get our wireless working. Got a red light that shouldn't be there. Let me try to get the green light back on it. Let's see. Here we go. Well, we'll see. Maybe it's a battery thing. We'll see if we can get. Oh, maybe not. Okay. Well, have to switch. Gonna have to give you this, Coach. Have to give you the headset here. Sorry about that. Streets head Coach Massey joining us. Brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, Coach, this game in some ways a microcosm of this season.
Sadly, I have to agree with you that way. That, you know, you look, we had a stretch in the season where we had no issue as far as getting, 50 points. I don't think we ever had a point in the season where we were able to get to 60 with it. But unfortunately, early in the year and then late in the year, you look at most of our scores of offensively, we just had trouble getting out of the 30s.
Yeah, and that was it. It's really, turnovers not bad. Overall, things weren't horrible. But when the ball stops going in, it's hard sometimes. And I think at times with this team in particular, maybe it's affected their defense a little bit, that maybe you lose focus a little bit when you're not making shots. And, you make a couple good defensive stands, and then you're not able to take advantage on the offensive end. I'm not sure what happens there.
Yeah, tonight we weren't very good defensively. And credit to them. You know, they had some kids that could shoot. They had some kids that could handle the ball and stuff. But we just weren't, things that we had talked about of what, wanting to get over ball screens and going baseline, we weren't. Their defense spreads you out, and it exposes when you're not totally focused. And what happened was, we weren't focused well where the ball went away from us, and that becomes a problem.
Well, it was an opportunity to get a chance to play Richwoods. Of course, they were defending 3A champions. And you like to take your chances. You want to play the best. And you play Morton during the regular season. You've had Richwoods in the past. They stopped wanting to play you, but a chance to play them. But that's what you wanted for this team. You wanted to have that chance. But just like you said, this game just kind of similar to so many things that have happened throughout this season. You saw potential in this team at times. When they played well, they were a pretty good team. And then when they struggled, they really struggled at times.
Right, and it is something where, you've seen us play enough to realize, there were times during the year, whatever number you want to put on it, if it was 8 games, 10 games, or whatever, that, we really played kind of like maybe we could play with anyone. And, the unfortunate thing, like here, we never really pulled the big upset on anybody all year long and things that. But as I told the kids, is like at this point of where we were a year ago as far as things of, I think the culture's changed back a little bit of, a little bit more positive culture and things. And so, proud of those things that they did. And the game, the season doesn't end the way you wanted it to, but
Yeah, I mean, only one team ends with a win in each class. So, I got third place game too. But two. That's still not very many.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter even of having been in situations where we played the championship or played third place. It doesn't matter when it ends. It ends, and people don't understand that aren't in sports that it's a tough thing because it's not not putting other things down because they have their stresses and stuff, but you think of how many activities kids are in where at the end of the performance, if the performance isn't good, you're told it's over.
Right.
And that's what happens in basketball with it and stuff. But, right now, sad, that it's sad more that it's over and we'll miss the seniors, did good work for us and hopefully they had a positive experience too.
So five seniors heading out, a lot to build around, a lot of young players. But it'll be, in some ways, a rebuilding process because those seniors got a lot of playing time, and you had four senior starters. But you've got some good talent coming up. But there's, we've talked about it before, there's a difference in potential and what actually happens. So much, it's all about the work in the off season and especially individually.
Oh, yeah, it is. The spring's about self-improvement and the fall's about self-improvement. And, sometimes people think, they're saying, they got to do basketball year-round. They can do other sports. And, some of our good athletes have done other sports. You look like one example is, Andrea, all-state softball player. Chelsea's an all-state track kid, and they can do those things. But you got the kids that have been good and the kids that end up get teams to compete for championships. What they've got to do is basketball can't just be something they do. It's got to be a priority. And so, you're out for another sport, but, an Amanda Gunther that was a state qualifier in tennis, still go out 30 minutes and work on her shot, and all of a sudden from her junior year to her senior year, she was a three-point shooter. And that's, part of my job is to try and motivate kids to do that in the offseason.
Yeah, and the tough thing is now for kids, it's not just basketball. There's a lot of sports that, you're kind of expected and need to work on things during that offseason to improve when whatever sport, the other sport is coming out. So part of it's learning life skills, just learning to prioritize your time.
Exactly, yep.
Well, Coach, always enjoyable. Thank you so much for always coming up and talking with us. We always appreciate your time before and after the games, and always like watching your teams play. And number 42 next year?
I hope so. I think we've had more success when I come down the beginning of the year if I bring donuts. I think we've gone to the sectional each of those years. So
we'll have to remember that.
Yeah, I'll have to do that next fall.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at The Frameworks on South Cherry Street in downtown Galesburg.
Especially those two bigs. Yeah. Back here at Manual High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streak season comes to an end. They fall to Notre Dame 56-40 is the final score. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks, a couple of players in double figures. Well, the two players that have kind of led the streaks throughout the season, 11 points apiece for Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins. Andrea, 5 baskets, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Riley, Two three-pointers for her 11. 9 points for Chloe McCarthy. She hit a 3, a 2, and was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Deja Range with 5 points on a basket and 3 for 6 from the line. 2 points apiece for Kelsey Legg on a basket and Lauren Livingston on a couple of free throws late in the game. Streaks 4 three-pointers in the game, 10 for 14 from the free throw line. Notre Dame, 15 points for Sam Valianatos to lead the way. 3 three-pointers, 3 two-pointers. 11 points for Lexi Snyder on 5 baskets and 1 for 2 from the line. 9 points for Bridget Taylor on a 3, a 2, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Abby Favorite on a 3, 3 twos, 0 for 1 from the line. 4 points for on a basket and 2 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Rachel Valianatos on the basket. They hit 5 threes and 7 for 9 from the free. Is that right? 7 for 9 from the free throw line?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
So 7 for 9 from the line.
12 turnovers for Peoria Notre Dame, only 9 for the Streaks. So handling the basketball, again, not a terrible day. The problem was more so that neither team was really pressuring. Peoria Notre Dame was content, as you know, I had talked about during the broadcast, Tom, of just letting the Streaks shoot from the outside and getting the offensive or the defensive rebound. Teams drew even on the rebound, 26 apiece. Streaks did have an edge in the O boards, 13-7. Peoria Notre Dame shot it much better than the Streaks did. They ended the game 22 of 41 from the field, so better than 50%, including 5 of 13 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 46, 4 of 20 from downtown. Some stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Deja finished the game with 10 rebounds to go with her 5 points and 1 assist. Lauren Livingston, 3 rebounds, 5 rebounds and a block for Chloe McCarthy. 1 rebound, Casey Tucker, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals for Andrea Sampson. Chelsea Stevenson had a board, Riley Jenkins had a rebound, and Kelsey Legg finished with an assist and a steal to go with her 2 points.
All right, stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks fall 56-40. We will come back and name our final Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and will strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Everyone remembers their first time. It's a momentous occasion. The first time you stepped up to the McDonald's counter and uttered the words, "I'll take a Big Mac." Your life changes forever, and it's about to feel like the first time all over again because the Big Mac just got bacon. As if your mouth didn't water enough at the thought of 2 100% pure beef patties, pickles, crisp lettuce, onions, American cheese, and Big Mac sauce all sandwiched between a sesame seed bun. Now there's 3 pieces of crispy applewood smoked bacon, too. The Bacon Big Mac for a limited time at McDonald's on Henderson Street and East Main in Galesburg.
Congratulations to Cindy Main of Galesburg, who won $500 when she was spotted wearing a white WGIL button. You can win, too. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Streak season comes to an end. 56-40, the final score. Streaks 15, Notre Dame now 15-12. They move on to the regional championship game tomorrow. Richwood Knights ranked 2nd in the state of Illinois. So our final crunch time player of the game. And again, it's kind of tough in a loss. I mean, we saw a few bright spots. Riley Jenkins had kind of a nice little run there in the third quarter where she had a 3 and a 2. Chloe McCarthy with start to the game, a 3-pointer and a couple of free throws right off the bat. Deja with 10 rebounds in the game, but this young lady has played hard 4 years as a starter just about the whole time in this program, and has given a lot to this program. And while Coach Massey was talking about playing other sports, there's a young lady that does it and going Division I and in another sport, and really, it, had a good run in the first half, hit a couple of baskets. Then in that fourth quarter, a couple of baskets early on to kind of get a streaked run going.
Yeah, we're going to go with Andrew Sampson. The senior finished the game with 11 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. But the big stretch there that Andrea kind of pushed was that 4 points that she got. She drove in a couple times, hit a couple short jumpers. She got that steal. Unfortunately, probably also one of the turning points of the game, because she got that steal, went up for the shot, and got called for traveling after a no foul call on the first attempt. And realistically, that kind of turned the tide a little bit. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is the senior Andrea Sampson.
So Andrea Sampson, our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game of the season. Well, again, always fun to cover the streaks. I've told people time and time again, when I was first asked to cover girls basketball back, filled in doing some games at the beginning of, I think it might have been the 98 season maybe. Or 97, 98, when they ended up, I think, getting second in the state that year. And it's like, wow, this is actually kind of fun, because I would have never thought, well, I don't want to watch girls basketball. I don't care. I much prefer it now, because the game is so different than the boys game. And I, you know, all the trash talking, all the extracurricular stuff that goes on the boys side. I actually like doing this and like watching these teams play. We talked about this with Coach Massey. This game was a microcosm of this entire season.
Yeah, well, and, you know, the tough thing, there were two portions of this game that kind of defined this game in my eyes, Tom. It was streaks being up 11-8 in midway through that first quarter, and then being outscored 13-0 the rest of the way. That kind of set the tone for the rest of the game. Streaks ended the first quarter down by 10 points and kind of put them in a hole they had to dig out of, and then the other one would have been right there at the end of the game. Streaks get the game down to 44-38 after those clutch baskets by Andrea, only to watch as Peoria Notre Dame goes on a 12-0 run and finishes the game on a 12-2 run. And, you know, that pretty much sealed it. You give up a total of 23 points without scoring any yourself. That's a huge hole to dig out of.
Yeah. And, you know, and we talked a little bit off the air that this, in some ways, it's kind of a frustrating season. Even talking with Coach Massey, you could kind of see it, because there were some games on a stretch where we looked like we could play with just about anybody.
Right.
So that makes it even more frustrating when you get to games like, for instance, Lincoln.
Yes.
Or even that game with Bloomington Central Catholic. Granted, they were the fourth-ranked team in the state. That was a game we should have won.
Well,
you turn around and then lose to Lewiston, and losing to Alleman on that Saturday game. That's what made it frustrating, because we saw the potential in this
team. Well, and we kind of talked about it, and not on the air, but off the air, at about Christmas. And, you know, we went in that tournament not knowing what to expect, but we assumed that the Streaks were going to be the better team regardless. And we had that tough loss in the semifinal, and then it, you know, carried over to the next day in the third place game. And, you know, then on the way home from there, we kind of talked about, where's this team going to be when we hit regional time? And, you know, there was the chance they were going to be about 500. Well, had the Quincy game gotten played and they didn't prevail in that, then they would have been right at 500 here at the end of the season. And that's pretty much what this team was in the end. But yeah, you're right. The 16 plus side, you could have easily seen this team win 20, 21 games, because there's at least five games or so where you thought the Streaks should have been able to prevail. So
the streak season comes to an end. They fall to Notre Dame 56-40. Well, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Obviously, without our sponsors, we would not be able to bring you Silver Street Girls Basketball. So if you would patronize those businesses and thank them for doing this for us, because, again, it's an expensive proposition to do this for all the girls and boys games and cover all this with equipment and everything and travel expenses. So we appreciate our sponsors, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, Craddy Insurance, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, Courtright Construction in Oneida, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Of course, Dave's Auto Body, that has for years and years now sponsored the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, big supporter of Galesburg High Athletics. And, of course, Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty, and all of our other game sponsors as well. We really do appreciate them, because, without them, we would not be doing this.
Right.
So again, another end of the season. Always sad when it comes to an end, but Well, we look forward to coming back and do it again. And we've got boys' season there. They still got a couple of weeks left here in the regular season. They'll play on Friday night at home, Saturday night as well. And then, let's see, they got a Tuesday night game at Kewaunee, then the following Friday at home, and then they'll get into their regional. We'll find out next week who they'll be playing and where they'll be playing in the regional, because their seeding meeting will be coming up, a week from tonight, right? Yeah, next Wednesday night.
Yep.
So we'll find out more about that next week. Well, partner, fun as always, and I guess we put the seal on another season here. Here's we sit in all by ourselves in the manual gym, kind of looking at the walls here, the picture, big pictures of Marcus Griffin, Frank Williams, Sergio McClain, big picture of the late Wayne McClain up there, Dick Van Syck, longtime coach as well, and all the four straight state championships and all the Mr. Basketball awards, including Howard Nathan. They don't have his picture up, but they got the big plaque up there, so pretty impressive. Although the one thing I'll say, worst table that we broadcast from.
Right.
These are really, really old bleachers, and these tables. This is like what we had at Roval when I was in high school, and these are probably older than that even. And then it's so dark in here. Really old fluorescent lights. It's really dark in this gym.
Yeah, it just clustered in portions of the gym, not even the big, scattered lights. So
yeah. So take away all that. It's a nice gym.
Right. They left us all alone in here. Nobody's even cleaning. Usually we have to deal with the cleaning crew.
That is true. Usually they got the blowers going, blowing all the stuff out. No. Anyway, all right. Well, that's going to do it here tonight. Again, the Streaks fall 56-40. Season comes to an end. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Will Stevenson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying good night from Peoria.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.